With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
E te ti e te tā tahuri mai rā, whakarongo mai ki te I pāho nei o Everyday Māori. E rere atu nei ki a koutou, e mihi atu nei ki a koutou, ko Hemi Kelly ahau.
Ko Āpiro Wood whaina ahau.
Tēnā koutou, kia ora mai tātou katoa.
Kia ora hoa mā, nau mai hoki mai ki Everyday Māori. How are you today, Hemi?
Kōrero Māori.
Kōrero Māori, ai, tika tau. Mahuru Māori tonu ne.
Mahuru Māori, ai, ko Mahuru Māori tonu tēnei. Ko te wiki o te reo Māori I te tīmatanga o te marama. E tino pai ne. Tino pai te rongo I te reo. E kōrero hi ana. I te pauaka whakata, I te reo irirangi. Me te rongo anō I ngā waiata, ka mutu. Nau hoki tētahi waiata, ne?
Tika.
Can we get a little taste?
Mehemea, ki te pirangi koe, ai.
Ai. Ki te pirangi whakarongo koe ki te waiata āpira, whai atu iai pai āhua, Instagram, at just āpira. And this is the start of his waiata.
Ahaura, ahipara, auroa, motu eka, toko maru, urenui, wairau, teku iti, manu kau, manu rewa, matakana o akune.
tēnō pai oa, mutunga mai o te pai. Nā, kua tai ki te hōtaka, 50. We're on episode number 50-something, e hoa mā.
It's flying by, right?
Who would have thought, ai. And never running out of things to talk about. Ia wiki, ka whakaro ake ahai. You know, in terms of content and creating content for the Everyday Māori online, Instagram and Facebook, I think, oh, that's something to do. You know, like even just the vowel combo videos that I've been putting out, you think there's always, just when you think, oh, I'm running out of ideas, I'll see something or I'll hear something or someone will ask a pata and I think, oh, that's something to address or to talk about. And so, e hoa mā, we do appreciate your suggestions and your feedback as well. And also, we are grateful to Te Mātāwai for funding this podcast. And we're wanting to continue this podcast. And so, we'd love for you to show your support or at least show us how useful this is perhaps to you. By the ways you can do that are...
By leaving us a positive rating on whatever platform you're listening to is really helpful. Mm-hmm. You can also leave a comment there and let us know what you liked about the show. What else can they do, Hemi?
You could email everydaymaori@gmail.com. You can DM us either Aperoai on our own personal Instagram accounts or the Everyday Māori Instagram account or the Everyday Māori Facebook account. Wherever you're at, drop us a message and... we really appreciate it. And not only a message to show that you're finding the show useful, but like we said, any little suggestions in terms of content, because that always helps. There's some things that sometimes I overlook and I think, oh no, that's fine, we don't need to talk about that. But then people at all different stages of their learning, so aye.
Before we move on as well, I just want to give a big shout out to the listeners. Ngā kai whakarongo. Thank you so much for participating with the show by listening and for the feedback you have given us. We set out a goal to reach 100,000 plays with this season of Everyday Māori, and we've smashed it. We have smashed it. We've almost doubled it now.
Tātou. Yeah. He tohu tēnei kei te pirangitia tō tātou reo. It's a sign that our language is wanted.
Yeah.
And that people who are learning koutou, tātou, are wanting resources to access. So this is one way that me and Apira can contribute to that. There's many people now who are in the in different areas creating resources and creating access to te reo for those people who are learning. We're just like really happy that we can provide this, I suppose.
Mm. Tautoko.
He pai, ne. Mm. Enjoy it. Enjoy sitting down having a kōrero.
So this is just a heads up, the second to last episode of the season of Everyday Māori. There'll be one more episode next week, and then we'll be taking a wee break over the raumati.
Oi.
Ai.
Not really though, it's just starting.
Aye. Ko te tūmanako, ka hoki mai anō a te rātou.
Ka hoki mai anō māua. And I said this to my ākunga as well this week, because our course, one of the courses that I was taking ended this week, and I won't see them again till next year. And we're like, oh, that's a long way away. It's like 3-4 months away. The great thing about this resource is it's going to be here forever. So, and especially when it comes to learning languages, te reo Māori, ahakoa, te aha te reo, you can never do enough revision.
Tautoko.
Go back, recap, click on those episodes that you need to polish up on that structure.
Mm.
I just wanted to finish off on that little note in terms of like recapping and revision. I saw this quote this week and I can't remember it exactly, but it was something like this. It was like, kia kaha te kōrero. Like, no matter what, just kia kaha te kōrero. Perfection is the enemy of communication. It was something like that. I think it was way better than that. But it was like if we kind of just obsess too much on the structure and the grammar and where the word should be, it can kind of stop us from actually speaking sometimes.
Mm.
And I think like we focus in this podcast a lot on this is the structure and this is where the word goes. But I also want to just encourage everyone to kōrero and use te reo and use as much as you can. The main point of speaking is that we communicating and in communicating, I understand what you're saying, you understand what I'm saying, and there's a time for polishing and correcting. But I think for the most part, you should just be speaking and trying and not obsessing too much on is this absolutely correct, because that can stop us sometimes from speaking. You know, we don't like to make mistakes.
Mm, kia ora.
Pewhi o whakaaro.
Ah, e tautoko ana o I tērā. Nō reira, I runga I tērā. Kia huri tātou ki te kaupapa o tērā.
Ka pai. Ko te kaupapa o tērā. Meki pēnei, let me say it like this. Koe nei tā tātou kaupapa.
Mm.
This is our kaupapa. So let's look at this aspect of te reo, this feature of te reo, where we talk about a collective like ownership, belonging.
So, let's get started. Hear me? What was your example? Hia ha tō tauira.
Taku tauira, koinei tā tātou kaupapa. Hei tīmatanga ake me titiro anō tātou ki te āmeteo.
Mm.
So anō, come into this. So going back to anō, revising if we need to. Because when we start talking about collective ownership, we can't escape a and o.
Mm.
Ownership in general, right?
Yep.
A and o. So if it's belonging to a singular, the one person, we're familiar with the words tāku or tōku. I want to introduce this word to kind of start all of our phrases that we're going to look at. So the words are koinei,
koinei,
koina,
koina,
and koira,
koira.
And these words are hea te kupu, mo te, like he kupu poto.
Kupu poto.
Like a
conjugation?
Aye, so they're made up, it's made up of like two words, and then you...
Contraction.
Contraction?
That's the one.
Koe rā te kupu?
O I te reo Pākehā.
Kia ora. Whakarā popo tō tanga, ne? Nō reira, ko te koinei, ko te...
Ko enei.
Ko enei.
Ko tēnei.
Ko tēnei.
Mm.
So, koinā,
mm.
Ko tēnā, ko ēnā, koirā, ko tērā, ko ērā. So, this is my house. I could say, you know... Instead of saying ko tēnei taku whare, koinei taku whare.
Koinei taku whare. Ka pai.
But I'm not going to use taku because that's the neutral, which is all good, but we're going to focus on a and o. So what would it be? Koinei
tōku whare.
Koinei tōku whare. Koinei tōku whare, no mai. But often in te reo, like wrapped up in the way we speak is our culture. And like we are very, we're very inviting, right? And we're very
collective.
Yeah, there's a focus rather not so much on the individual, but more on collectivism, right? And then there's also, you know, it's always inclusive.
Mm.
And so quite often you'll hear the phrase when you're being welcomed onto the marae or into a whare, no mai ki tō tātou whare, no mai ki tō tātou marae.
Mm.
You may not have never been there, but those are the words that are said, right?
Okay.
It's inclusive, it's welcoming. This is our place. This is our house. This is our marae. So I went from saying koinei tōku whare, and now I want to say this is our house.
Hmm.
How do I say that?
Koinei tō tātou whare.
Koinei tō tātou whare. Hmm. Koinei tō tātou whare. One way that I think about this is I'm like, you're keeping the tō or the tā, and then you're adding in the pronoun that's needed.
Right.
So like, this is their house. And you know, that group over there, this is their house. Koinei
tō rātou whare.
Koinei tō rātou whare.
Hmm.
If I want to introduce my friend, yeah, I say, koinei tōku hoa. Koinei tōku hoa. And I want to introduce him as our friend. This is our friend.
Koinei tō tātou hoa.
Koinei tō tātou hoa. Ai, mihi mai.
Cool. So structure-wise, we've got tō or tā, depending on whether it's going to be ao or category. And then we're just going to sneak in the relevant pronoun before the noun. Let's do a few more examples of that, shall we?
Ka pai.
Maybe some with the R category as well.
Ka pai. I'm trying to pull some phrases that are like that are common and heard as well. So so often when we are asking for something or requesting something, you might hear people request it as ours, even though it doesn't belong as such to both of us.
Right.
So I'm going to, okay, so example, like in English, and I'll get you to translate. Where's our pen?
Kei hia tā tātou pene.
Kei hia tā tātou pene. Aye. What if it's just me and you in the room? Where's our pen?
Kei hia tā tāua pene.
Kei hia tā tāua pene.
Mm.
Aye. Ka pai. So there we've got that collective ownership.
Mm.
If it was just mine, kei hia tāku pene.
Right.
Kei hia tāku pene, which is all good.
Yep. Right?
Or kei hia tāu pene, where's your pen?
Mm.
But quite often, again, going back to the culture and the language, you'll hear this phrase being used like, oh, where's our pen?
Mm.
And it might be yours, it might be mine, or it might just be a pen in the room, but it's like, kei hia tā tāua pene.
Mm-hmm. I hear this used a lot with pepe as well.
Mm.
Tā tātou pepe.
Koia.
Our baby.
Koia. Tā tāua tama.
Mm.
Tā tātou tamaiti. Ai. Where's our child? Ai. How's our boy? Right? Like that kind of phrase. So like maybe you're catching up with someone and you haven't seen their son for a while. And it's like, how's our boy is a phrase you might hear. So ka pewhia tērā.
Pewhia tā tāua tamaiti.
Pewhia ana tā tāua tamaiti. Pewhia ana tā tātou tamaiti.
Mm. Tā tāua, tā tātou.
Tā tātou tamaiti.
When would you be more likely to use tā tāua?
Oh, kei a koe.
Mm, okay.
Nē, kei a koe. I think perhaps when it's just you two.
Mm, okay.
But if there's other people around, tā tātou.
Mm.
Mm. Ai.
Ka pai. He whakaaro Māori i runga i tērā.
He whakaaro Māori kei roto. Whakaaro Māori kei roto. Ko ia.
Hmm. Ka puta mai tētahi atu tauira ki tōku henengaro.
Kōrero.
Tā tātou mahi.
Ai.
He aha tā tātou mahi i tēnei rā.
He aha tā tātou mahi i tēnei rā. Mm. He aha tā tātou mahi i tēnei rā. He aha tā koutou mahi tēnei rā. Ahau, ka whakatā. He aha tā koutou mahi tēnei rā. Ko te kaupapa tētahi mea, ka hāngai ki te katoa, hear this a lot, like tā tātou kaupapa. Yeah. Haere mai koutou ki te hāpai i tā tātou kaupapa.
Mm, mm.
And so an event that we're going to, we've been invited to, is often talked about as being our kaupapa.
Right.
Because we're all there participating, kuhare ki te hāpai, we're uplifting this kaupapa in some way. And that's a beautiful whakaaro, I think.
Very inclusive. I like it a lot.
Hari te mea ka mea, hara mai ki tāku kaupapa. Hara mai ki tā tātou kaupapa.
Ka pai.
Ka pai. So we've got, let's go, I'm going to rattle off a few little phrases. And so we're going to be thinking about a-o. The start of the sentence, we'll try and keep as simple as possible. But then we're going to think about a-o in terms of what the kaupapa is and the connection to the possessor possession kind of thing, right?
Okay. Me whakamauri au?
Me whakamauri e koe. Me whakamauri hoki e koutou i te kāinga. And then also the pronoun. Or, let's just see. Taiho. Okay. What's the name of your dog? And it's you two. What's the name of your dog, but it belongs to two people?
Okay. Ko wai te ingoa o tō kōrua inu? Inu. Ah. Sorry, that's Japanese. Inu.
Koe rā te kupu hapani mo te kuri.
Ai, mo te kuri. Aroa mai.
Koe nei te hua o te tangata reo rau. This is what happens when you're a polyglot.
Ngā raru. Kā raru ngā mea. Ko wai te ingoa o tō kōrua?
Tō?
Tā? Tā mō ngā mōkai?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Ko wai te ingoa o tā kōrua kuri?
Ka pai. Ko wai te ingoa o, because it's the name of, ko wai te ingoa o tā, because it's a kuri, a mōkai, tā kōrua kuri. Tēnō pai. Ko wai te ingoa o tā kōrua kuri?
I'm going to take this slightly off the rails here and throw one back at you, hear me?
Okay. Kuri te.
What's the name of your dogs belonging to two people?
Ka pai. Pātai pai tēnei. So we've gone from singular to plural. What's the name of your dog? What's the name of your dogs? So two people own the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more than one dog. Ko wai te ingoa, ko wai ngā ingoa, ko wai ngā ingoa o ā kōrua kuri.
Ā kōrua kuri.
Ko wai ngā ingoa o ā kōrua kuri.
Okay. Mm. So from tā to ā.
Ā. From te to ngā.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ka pai, anei tētahi atu. We are at the marae or at the kura, and there's a lot of shoes outside the door that are in a mess. And so I would say to all the people, come and fix up your shoes. Come and fix your Jeez, taku reo Pākehā, it's terrible. Come and tidy up your shoes.
You want me to whakamauri that?
Come and tidy up your shoes. And I'm speaking to like a big group of people. And there's lots of shoes.
Haere mai kia whakatika I o koutou hu?
Ano?
Haere mai
Kite
whakatika I o koutou hu? I a koutou hu?
No, e tika koe.
Oh, okay.
Haere mai ki te whakatika I o koutou hu. Tino pai. Ai.
Or because it's plural, right? It's not tō koutou hu. It's going to be o koutou hu.
O koutou hu.
Similar with the kuri, went from tā to ā.
Haere mai koutou ki te whakatika I o koutou hu. But that koutou is not needed, the first one. Tino pai.
Ka pai, hear me? I've got one for you.
Cut a few up.
Who's going to cook our food?
Mā wai e tunu. How many people?
Five.
Mā wai e tunu tā tātou kai. Mā wai e tunu tā tātou kai. Mā wai e tunu tā tātou kai a te pōnei. This one could be either mā wai e tunu tā tātou kai or mā wai e tunu ā tātou kai.
Okay. Kai can be singular or plural.
Aye.
The ambiguous.
Aye, we hear it being used in both ways. Yeah, he pai tēnā te ngā kōrō mo te kai. Because again, that's all often and almost always associated to everyone. Yeah, it doesn't only belong to Kowai te Māori ka kai takitahi. Yeah. They don't, no one eats on their own while others sit there and watch. Haramai ki te kai, ne. Anei, kua hora tā tātou kai.
Kua hora?
Kua hora te kai.
Hia tēnā? Hora?
The food's spread. The food's laid out.
Ah, right.
The food's ready. Kua hora. Hora is to have something spread out.
Okay.
And so when the kai is ready and it's on the table, you'll hear, oh, kua hora te kai. Kua hora te kai. Kua hora tā tātou kai. Ka pai, ka nui pea tērā. Engari, hei whakakapi ake. To conclude, I do have a example in mind, which is in a karakia whakakapi, so a closing karakia that's used often. And listen for the example. Kia tau, kia tātou katoa, te atawhai o tō tātou ariki o ihu karaiti. There we have it, e hoa mā. One more example there in that closing karakia, which we can use now to close this hōtaka, this episode.
Āmine.
Āmine. Nō reira, tēnā koutou. Hoki mai no a te rā wiki. Hei kona.
Hei kona.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātāwai, kia ukaipoa nō te reo.